Yael, have you heard of the exploding lakes in Central Africa?
Exploding lakes?
Three exploding lakes are known, each with certain key features. They are very deep, they don't undergo seasonal water turnovers like most lakes, and each lake sits atop an active volcano.
So, Don, are the explosions volcanic eruptions?
Nope. Beneath the lake, molten rock belches carbon dioxide, CO2, into the water. The intense pressure at the bottom of the deep water causes gases to be absorbed into the water like carbonation in a can of soda. The water takes up gas until it can't absorb any more. Then any trigger, like an earthquake, landslide, or heavy rainstorm, and kaboom, the lake explodes like soda from a shaken can. Explosions release huge clouds of gas that envelop the surrounding area. An explosion in 1986 released enough CO2 to fill 10 football stadiums, suffocating 1,700 people and thousands of livestock in Cameroon. In Lake Kivu, bacteria in the lake convert the CO2 into methane, which is highly flammable and can trigger an even more dangerous lake explosion. Alternatively, extracting the 55 billion cubic meters of methane from Lake Kivu could provide electricity for Rwanda for 400 years. The good news is that scientists might be able to degas these killer lakes and hopefully prevent future explosions. By inserting long tubes down to the lake bottom, the gas-filled water siphons up to the surface, venting the dangerous gas. But many siphons are needed for each lake, so the cost of degassing is high. For the millions of people living near these lakes, the danger is still very real.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Sue Ann Zollinger with help from Simon Brassel in Geological Sciences. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.